KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
How many of you have lost a loved one? Maybe you've lost a body part and you're grieving over it. Well, my guest today, Rhonda Robinson, wrote the book Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. It's all about grief. And I love some of the things that Rhonda shares because they're maybe a different approach than you might have to grief. Or you might be looking for answers on how to get through grief. So I asked Rhonda to come today and share with you a little bit about her book. You might want to get a copy because it's got so many great nuggets in it. I'm Judy Redlich. Rhonda, welcome to Encounter.
So great to be here, Judy. Thank you for inviting me.
Rhonda, tell our listeners your story.
Well, I have one of those stories that my life was divided by a date and time. Before 2008, I would tell you the story of someone who loved to garden, and we had a house full of children. We had 9 children, and grandchildren were starting to come on the way, and the children were getting married, and we spent our lives homeschooling. And then one day, my 2 boys, who were 16 and 13, together with 2 of their lifelong friends, were on their way to a basketball game. And they were going to go play basketball in an open gym. And the 2 16-year-olds decided to take their 13-year-old little brothers with them. And on the way, they were struck by another truck. They were T-boned. And my son, my youngest son, who was 13, was killed in an instant. And life just shattered.
And Rhonda, I remember you sharing that you didn't know really what hospital either of your sons were in. You just knew that they were there, and you and your husband took off from another hospital room where your daughter, who is going to be married in a week, was having some facial surgery. So you went from one hospital driving. How far did you drive until you finally found your son?
Well, we drove for about an hour through the rain, and as you said, what we knew was that there had been a terrible accident. They didn't tell us that anyone had been killed. They didn't tell us it was a fatal accident. We just got a call saying our son had been in a terrible accident. And we started getting phone calls from friends and family, and we learned that there were 4 boys in the truck at the time, and that they had dispersed them, because we live in a very rural community, they dispersed them each to different hospitals so that they wouldn't overwhelm the trauma unit. And one child had been airlifted, and we didn't even know who that was. So it took us about an hour to find our first son, Tommy, who was driving the truck. They told us where he was, and so we went straight there. And my thought was, I'm going to check on Tom, make sure he's okay, get him stable. And in my mind, this was not my husband's plan, but in my mind, he would stay there with Tommy and I'd go find Danny, because we still didn't know where he was. But when we got there, we were met with the chaplain who had called us. And instead of taking us to our son, Tommy, who we thought we were going to see, he took us in a back room and said the most horrifying words a parent could ever hear, that Danny had died at the scene.
What was your first reaction, and what did you and your husband do?
Unbelief. That is such horrifying news. It is hard to even comprehend it. It literally sucks the life out of you. I remember crying in a way I had never cried before. It was as if it just came out of my soul.
how did Jesus step in and give you his hand to help you through this?
Well, one of the things that I learned through that most horrific time was that peace that passes all understanding is very, very real. The best way that I can describe it is, you know how if you take two magnets and you push them together where they're pushing each other apart? That's how that Holy Spirit feels like a compress on a wound that deep. Hmm. As great as the pain is, that's how the Spirit just pushes that peace, and you can feel his presence. And there is really no description for it, because the pain is still there. But it coexists with this peace and the love of God that you know that he's there. I have never in my life felt the presence of the Lord stronger than when I was in the most depths, unspeakable pain. And I've never felt it since. But it was truly that peace that passes all understanding.
Maybe you're grieving, and maybe you need that peace that passes all understanding that Rhonda's talking about today. Rhonda Robinson is my guest. Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. Now, Rhonda, their daughter, was going to be married in a week, and she had two boys, one still living in very critical condition. And the parents of the other boys, wow, all of this happening, coming down, and she still found the peace that passes all understanding. Rhonda, what did you do next? What did you and your husband do next? And how was it together as a couple doing it next?
Well, people talk about the stages of grief, but I don't really divide it in the stages, because those are not really linear. But what is linear is those early phases of grief and then the later times. You know, that early grief, in those early days, my husband and I, we made a couple of pacts that I believe that were completely of the Holy Spirit. One of them was we would not allow ourselves or each other to go down the path of what if, or things that we didn't have, if only. We recognized early on that that was a sure path to the depths of despair, that there was just no getting out of, and it just sunk deeper and deeper. So when one would start going down that path, we would gently stop each other. And the other thing that we did was we took turns. If I was drowning in sorrow, he knew that was his turn to be strong. And he would just hold me and let me cry. And vice versa. If it was his time that he just couldn't go another step, that was my turn. We just took turns, but we both did both. We didn't hide our pain. We didn't try to put on a face or pretend that we would be strong. We just did it in little bits at a time for one another, just so that the other had the freedom to truly grieve and to truly cry.
It probably brought you a lot closer as a couple as well.
It did. It truly did. It was a time where each other and our Savior were really all we could depend on. And it completely, that was... I wrote for the paper at the time, and I just wrote a quick column that asked, you know, for their understanding and grace as I fell into the arms of my husband and my Savior. And that's really how I felt. I just needed to just fall back and sit in their arms.
Rhonda's book is called Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. Rhonda, how can people get a copy of your book?
Wherever fine books are sold, wherever their favorite bookstore is. I always like to encourage people, if they have a Christian bookstore nearby, to step in and ask ask for a copy. But if you love, if you're an online shopper and love Amazon, you can get us there too. And it's also in ebook as well as on Audible. So if you would like to listen rather than read, a lot of times if you're really troubled or in that early stages of grief, you don't have the ability to actually sit down and read something. But I read the book, so I'm hoping that it would be a blessing that way as well.
Intriguing chapters. Can you share some of those chapter titles?
Sure. What I tried to do was I tried to dispel some of the myths. So the chapter titles in the beginning was When the Unthinkable Transforms Reality. And then our first chapter is When the Storm Strikes, the Nest Falls, The Cruel Master.
Which is an incredible chapter. Lots of nuggets there. And I love the one about the puzzle pieces and how maybe your life after the trauma, the accident, may not be the same puzzle that your life was in before the trauma came and the grieving situation happened. Rhonda, we're just about running out of time. I don't want to tell people more about this book because we'd have to talk about it two or three more days. It's got so many nuggets in it. Again, this book that includes the chapter about the puzzle piece is called Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. It's by Rhonda Robinson. It's an eye-opening book. Rhonda, again, how can people get your book?
They can find it at Amazon or their favorite bookstore.
Rhonda Robinson has been my guest. And even if you haven't lost a child, or maybe if your child ran away, whatever circumstances, she has so many stories in this book that might be a real key to your healing and going through the ongoing process. I'm Judy Rudlick. This is Encounter. Thanks so much for joining me. Rhonda, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you for inviting me.
If you'd listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach, and if you're interested, you can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com to find out more. In my first segment, we were talking with Rhonda Robinson. She wrote the book Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. And as we were talking after we did this interview, she was sharing with me about how this book could help people when they go through an unthinkable traumatic strike, such as their childhood. They can't get through a traumatic childhood, or instant family changes, or a son or daughter running away, or even adoption issues. So how can Rhonda's book on grief, if you are embroiled in one of those issues, help you get through that grief or ongoingly deal with it? So I've asked Rhonda to come back, Rhonda Robinson, to come back and talk about some of those issues that God showed her and how they relate to the whole grief cycle. And again, we're talking about the book Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. So we mentioned four different traumatic experiences. How can each one of those fall into the grieving category and ruin you for life if you don't know how to get through it?
Well, we don't always recognize grief. You know, it manifests in a lot of different ways. You know, it can be just sadness. It can be just not being content. It can be an empty feeling. I did not recognize what it was that I felt as a child. Almost all my life, all my childhood anyway, as grief or abandonment until I was an adult and I realized what that feeling was because it was a physical feeling in my chest. I didn't know what it was.
So you were adopted?
I was. And I was adopted at 6 days. So I never knew my parents other than the parents who had adopted me, and they were good people. They loved me, but you know, that doesn't change the fact that when an infant is born, it looks for that mother. God created us to be genetically connected to our mothers. And when a child is abandoned, and even though you have a mother that loves you, you have another person that loves you, there's still something very, very missing. And I did not know what that was until I had actually lost my son and felt profound grief. I didn't know what that was. And looking back now, I can describe it as it was a feeling of grief and guilt all balled up and stuck in my chest. And I had no idea what it was.
Wow. And how did you figure that out, that was really the cause? Did it heal you in some way when you discovered that?
Well, yes and no. It was, I got saved and gave my heart to the Lord at 16. And that was when that finally went away. And I just assumed it was sin. I thought, well, that's what sin feels like. And Jesus just washed me. And while that's true, I found out that there was another level to it. A few years back, my husband gave me a 23andMe, a genetic kit to find my DNA or, you know, my heritage. And mm-hmm. I won't go all into that, but I was kind of afraid of my story. I was afraid of it. I loved my family. I didn't want to hurt my adopted family, but I needed to know more about who I was. So he bought me that for my birthday, and through a series of events, we quickly found that I had siblings, and I became very, very close with my brother, and we had a lot of similarities. He was a writer. He was creative. Like me, he was talkative. We could talk for hours and hours. One day, I couldn't get a hold of him, and I needed to tell him something I had discovered about the era in which adoption was just rampant and what our mom must have been going through, because he really struggled with the fact that I even existed and that his own mother had given up one of her children.
Wow.
And so I wanted to get a hold of him, and I couldn't reach him. And I was devastated. All of a sudden, I had that feeling back. I thought, wait, I know what that feeling is. Why would I feel like this? And then I realized that was the feeling of abandonment. It was grief and guilt all balled up in one. And I had not felt that way because Christ had healed my heart, but I had not felt that way since I was a child. And all of a sudden, it made sense.
Wow. This all comes from Rhonda's book.
A lot of adopted children, they struggle deeply with drugs and alcohol. They make up a high percentage of the prison population. We try to get rid of that feeling with a lot of other elements rather than Christ.
Wow. Free fall, holding on to faith when the unthinkable strikes. Rhonda, would you pray for those people who have felt that abandonment because of adoption? Would you pray for them right now?
Absolutely. Oh, Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, you formed us within our mother's womb. We were not mistakes. We were formed by you. And you are our Father, Lord God. And you have a purpose for us. Lord, I ask you just for each person that's hearing my voice right now that you reach in and you touch them, Lord, and you let them know that you are their Father, that you have a purpose and a vision for them, that they are wanted and they are whole, and that nothing that has happened to them cannot be turned around for their good, that you, Lord, are the author of their lives, and their story is not yet over.
Thank you for each one's unique story, Lord. Rhonda, maybe someone is really struggling right now, and the words that you shared and the prayer that you prayed, they desperately needed those. They would like to talk more or contact you about this. How can they reach you?
I would be happy to speak with them. My email is Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, dot Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, at me.com.
At me.com. Okay,
yeah.
Rhonda Robinson? Rhonda.Robinson at me.com. You can reach her. Also, this book is an amazing book. Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. Rhonda, you talk a little bit about puzzle pieces and how when traumatic things happen in your life, even a job change or a family change that just shatters, and it takes the puzzle that you're thinking about, and you're going down that puzzle pass, and your puzzle looks pretty good, and the pictures are all matching. What happens after you have a shattering situation?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because it was the word picture that the Lord had given me. And I think that what happens is that when you have an idea of what your life is, it's not only just what your life is, but what your future is going to be. And so you think you have this picture of what your life is now and what the future is going to be. But when it's as if you were walking along with a box full of these pieces and you're looking at the cover and you see this beautiful picture all painted out, but then when you trip or you fall and that spills out, some of those pieces are missing. And all of a sudden, everything changes. And we spend a lot of time maybe going after that missing piece, or we pick up a piece of our life and we look at it and say, is this really important? But what happens is that picture, we never could really see the entire picture. We've always only had pieces, and it's just not always what we think it's going to be. But we can still trust that God knows what that end picture is going to be, because He is the master creator. He created us for a purpose.
Rhonda, what scripture has meant a lot to you that's helped you through these challenges?
Oh, Jeremiah 29:11. Absolutely. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Wow. Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. We've talked about grief today. We've talked about the challenge of overcoming feelings of abandonment. We've talked about when life's family circumstances change, like a divorce, maybe a job change, whatever, and how grief principles tie in all of these areas. And that's why I would recommend you getting a copy of this book. Again, Free Fall, Holding On to Faith When the Unthinkable Strikes. Rhonda, how can people get a copy?
They can order it off of Amazon or their local bookstore, wherever they love to buy their books.
Wherever you love to buy your books. So, Rhonda, in closing, three sentences for that person that wants to survive and be an overcomer in the challenge of grief?
God can still be trusted. Your story's not over yet.
Jesus Christ wants to change your life. If you haven't gotten to know him, all you have to do is ask him to forgive your sins and come into your life, and he will come in like a flood. And as you read God's word that's in the Bible, his word will change your life. Rhonda, again, if people would like to email you and talk to you more about Jesus or talk to you about any of these topics, how can they email you?
I would love to hear from anyone. My email address is Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, dot Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, at me, M-E, dot com.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. You can always find this show. I'm posting it in a couple weeks on my website, judyredlich.com. It'll also be on the Bot Radio Network archives under St. Louis. Thanks again for tuning in. And Rhonda, thank you so much for sharing a piece of your life with us today.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.